There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to brand new on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone was like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Beaming with excitement today. Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. On today's program, Paul Stone with his Masters bets in 45 minutes before tee time today, day one of the event. Nigel Seeley in an hour with soccer bets. Mike Palm in studio later on. And, well, one of my favorite pitchers of my lifetime, John Smoltz, in 2.5 hours today. And that guy can talk about anything, I think. I can't wait to find out how many hole-in-ones he has to this day.
Oh, I know. Hell of a golfer.
The number will probably blow you away.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk about surprise teams with him and Jacob deGrom's injury, among other things, at that time. You know, Paulie, I'm not going to bore people to death today. At least I hope not. I was in a fantasy baseball draft last night in person that went until about 10 o'clock Pacific time, 1 o'clock Eastern.
Oh.
So they had the TVs on for the games that were going on. And, you know, you're involved and you're crossing people off and you're like, okay, I'm on the clock. Who am I going to take? And you're paying attention a little bit to the game and you see the Knicks are up by 20 the entire time. And then you look away for 5 minutes. You look back and you're like, wait a second, it's down to 5?
Yeah.
Wait a second here. And now all of a sudden the Nets have the lead and we're joking about it. I'm like, what happened? What the hell did we just miss? And then we're thinking, as we're trying to select our players, wait a second, are the Nets going to cover this game? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yep. As high as 7-1 in play to win the game. Knicks score 31 points in the second half. Nets get the big win trying to get the 7 seed. And then you think, okay, I got an easy 6-teamer here I'm going to hit as the favorites are all going to cover in the NBA. And the sun set everybody. No Booker, no CP3, no Ayton. And then all hell breaks loose in the second half and the Clippers were up 39 points in the second half against the backups. And then the bench goes crazy for Phoenix, and they get the money.
Okay, so the Suns scored 48 points in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
48 points, and that landing spot. Again, when we were on the air yesterday, we said, well, the Suns played the night before, and we're like, well, the thought is here between the two of us, they're not going to play anybody in this game.
Yeah.
What's the point? And so that went from Phoenix, and I think the opener was like -3.
Yeah, Suns were laying 3.
Yeah, okay. And then, yes. So when we were on the air, that came all the way down to like -1. I think it touched Pick'em yesterday. And then it all hell broke loose after that, where the Clippers went to 7. And then I know people who were betting the Clippers, and they were laying the bad numbers. And if you laid a bad number yesterday, and that could have been 4.5, 5, 6, 7, whatever, you lost.
Yeah. My God.
Oh.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
it's against the backups in the bench that goes crazy.
Yeah.
And they have that fourth quarter like that. 39-point game. I mean, if there was ever a time to just say, pack it in. But the comments after the game are just fine. Well, you never stop playing. I mean, it's like they have the one seed, nothing to play for. Clippers will be in the play-in round, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yep.
What a debacle. What a vicious beat.
And I say you laid a bad number. Well, again, nothing should have been a bad number in that game last night.
Yeah.
I mean, although, again, when you could have had Pick'em and you're laying seven, you're late to the party, obviously. But, my God, you're getting blown out.
Yeah.
You tap out on the game. Another one, too, was the Golden Knights last night. It's 1-0 right away. And again, at that fantasy draft, you're like, okay, this is looking good. All of a sudden, it's 2-1. They're trailing 3-1. There's another one. Bang, right in your eye. It's 4-1.
Sure.
They get killed at home.
I'd love to see the updated odds now. Yes, no playoffs with that club. Because they are behind Dallas. They're behind Nashville. And Dallas has 3 in hand. And Dallas got a big matchup coming up tonight. So, it's the fat lady is warming up on the strip. This one's tough.
We got a good tweet that if... your boy, Thatcher Demko, played at T-Mobile over the Golden Knights every night. He'd win the Vezina.
Okay, yeah.
Makes some sense, right?
Right. I'll tell you, they're on to us, too, at Bet Rivers. Columbus is on a sick run. 11-1 goal in the first 10. Yes. It's $1.80 today.
Is it?
Thule likes the over, but he always says you got to get the 1.5.
You
Bet
do.
Rivers has the 2-up with the Columbus matchup.
Well, that happens so when these teams get red hot like this.
Yeah, Thule's hot. Thule's got the parlay up there with his first period overs that he listed. Read them every morning, but this is
okay.
It's getting juicy now in hockey.
Are you more excited today for opening day or for the Masters?
Oh, come on, Masters. Let's go. I mean, the baseball, they did it to themselves, pushing everything back. Bad job by starting today, but it is nice that they got it. I mean, then we have the cancellations as well. They're pushing the Mets game back. We won't have Yankees and Red Sox. A couple of questions I have. Why are the Brewers so cheap to win the division? Shouldn't it be a lot higher? They won 95 games last year. Their rotation's filthy. They love the Ashby kid. Cardinals have injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Cubs are, you could say, argue rebuilding mode. I think they are in rebuilding mode. The rest of the division, you see what the win totals are. Yelich was terrible last year. They still won 95 games.
Look at this now. On the screen, for those of you watching the show, look at the rotations in this division. And then notice the Brewers, like at some spots, were as low as minus 150.
Mm-hmm.
Do they have the best three pitchers in the entire division? It's possible. I know Wainwright was awesome last year. Flaherty's really good, but he's banged up. Look at that.
Yeah.
Woodruff, Burns, Peralta. People love the Ashby kid like you talked about. I was listening to people yesterday. They're kind of high on Lauer again this year. I think I would take those top three. And then the bullpen is sick.
Right.
You can go from Devin Williams, that kid, remember that last year, broke his hand in the playoffs celebrating?
Yes.
But you can go from Devin Williams into Josh Hader, which is just nasty.
I like their rotation better than the Dodgers.
So do I.
And if the big if is if the Mets are healthy and when the Mets become healthy. But I guess that's not going to happen. So I'd have to go with Milwaukee. Plus, you factor in the bullpen, which is awesome. You're right. So I think they should be a lot higher. I mean, you win 95 games, and it should be a runaway in the division. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm also anxious and interested to see how Ohtani does tonight. And actually how the Angels do. And that was a great story last year with the Astros. And now they get Verlander back. But you lose Correa. But they were so good offensively and go to the World Series. But I want to see what the Angels look like. And can they stay healthy? What does the pitching look like? What does Thor have left? How does Ohtani look? And how many games will he win? Home runs, finally protection. Could be scary that he has protection now, but Trout missed 120 games last year.
Well, yeah, here's what we need, right? We need Ohtani to stay healthy again for the entire year, and we need Trout to play, can I say 130 games? Is that fair? Is that a solid number? I'm not going to ask for 160, clearly.
Okay.
I'm not going to get nuts. But like 130, and then for this team to actually get some decent pitching, fingers crossed for them, and make a run, because they do have two of the best players in the entire sport. As for today, I think that, I mean, look at that total on the... KC Cleveland game. It's 8 with Bieber and Greinke and those two offenses. Maybe a first 5 under there between those two teams. I don't know how much baseball you're going to be betting before the game in terms of these numbers. I think a good way to attack it would be with player props again this year. And baseball is so crazy to bet anyway. I mean, the beats that you're going to take in this sport throughout the entire year, absolutely bonkers. And then what are we going to expect from Bumgarner tonight? I would like to make a case for the Diamondbacks at plus money at that nice number. But it's Bumgarner, and I this goes back to last year. He was one of the guys to fade right away. I don't know if I can trust him.
Padres have issues there for whatever reason. They've lost 15 of the last 22 in the desert. And the other thing, they were 67-49 in early August and then finished the season 12-34. The starters had an ERA of almost 6. Debacle.
Yep.
So high expectations, making moves, but a lot of these pitchers had down years. See how they respond. Diamondbacks lost 110 games last year. I think Darvish and the Padres got off to a good start.
Well,
but they better too. But I certainly think it's a shot in the arm to get Melvin in there as the new manager.
I was going to say that. Yep. The biggest news for that team was getting him as the manager. Guy's awesome. So it is a truncated card today because of the cancellations. And it was going to be a short card anyway. But yeah, I think the game that I'm most excited for tonight would be the Astros Angels. I like the day game though too in Chicago. Burns is laying a hefty number against Hendricks.
Yeah, good pitching matchup.
You know,
a couple years ago he shut him out on opening day.
He did.
Remember that? Ross let him go the distance.
I think that was that opening night of the pandemic.
I think it is what it was
when Hendricks went the distance and shut him out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. And then of course the Masters later on today as well, or actually coming up in about an hour or so, which we can't wait for. And you know, all the bets that have been made leading up to this event. And Tiger tees off at 10:34 Eastern, 7:34 out here on the West Coast. What is that going to look like for Joaquin Niemann, who has to play with him today?
Right.
Younger guy who won earlier this year, really, really good golfer, obviously. But did you see the peanut gallery hanging out watching Tiger yesterday during the practice shot? Or there's like thousands of people there watching him. Is that going to intimidate a guy like Phoenix, who I have a future bet on?
Well, I have to see what I think the weather could be a big story here. You're going to have the wind for much of the weekend. And then Saturday, the low is in the like high 30s for the low.
Right.
So depending on your tee time, what's going to happen with the conditions and the weather, that'll be fascinating to watch and track. And also Tiger, the big story too. I mean, Van Pelt's right. I don't think anyone can predict what he's going to do.
I would agree.
I saw a big Jeff Benson tweeted this out too. One book has him 14-1. I mean, come on. I played a little game yesterday.
14-1.
I got on the phone with somebody. I said, okay, go on your apps and read off, just pick a random golfer and then read off the odds, and I'll just bring up Circa's odds. And it's just staggering, the differences. It's incredible. Well, you see.
Look, I mean.
It's night and day with 90% of the golfers that you when you look at the numbers.
I get it with the liability, but Tiger's 14-1 this tournament. I mean, you could sit here, I think, comfortably and hang him at 50 still and take every bet in the world and be fine with that.
It's one thing to blame the book. You blame the better if you're doing that. With all the options you have and all the places available, you're betting 14-1 on that guy?
He
hasn't played since the Masters in 2020?
That draft I was in last night with Tony Miller, runs a shop here in Las Vegas. He said every single $10, $20 better in the world betting Tiger at 40-1. It adds up like crazy. Yeah. The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, win some, lose some. This could be something or it could be nothing. I'm going to go something because when this guy speaks, people listen.
Hey-o.
And the market moved significantly yesterday. And this would be good news for many of us here on this show and in the FTM Army. Details on that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
My name is Johnny B. Goode, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, Centratech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. As I mentioned last night, favorites in the association, 5-1 ATS. Should have been 6-0, but the Clippers... Not to, if you got to the party early, but the Clippers didn't cover in that vicious beat. Nets plus 750 in play, down 20 in the second half. And no problem covering against the Knicks, who scored 31 points in the second half. My God. Villarreal plus 460. Shut out Bayern Munich 1-0 in the Champions League in the first leg. Detroit plus 230. Beat the Jets in Vancouver out here plus 160. Beat the Golden Knights. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com for our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos? Start with some food again. Why not? Steak nachos? This looks good. I'm going to have this. I like nachos. Big fan. Usually go chicken. But that is, what do you think of that order? Huh?
That looks awesome.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, that's one of my weaknesses for sure. Today with the opening day, I have to get like nachos and a hot dog or one of the two every time I go to a game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm on board. Those look really good.
Yes, it does. This is interesting. Don't be left behind and be a leader, not a follower. Joe O'Connor, it's inevitable we'll see bigger companies doing this. This is my message to CEOs of big companies. The biggest risk isn't trying this out and not working. Your biggest risk is your competitor doing it first. Four-day work week. Big.
What do you think?
Absolutely. I think it's great. Also, I was always surprised and fascinated by the people who work 4-10s. Like, if the employer gives you the option, take the 4-10s.
So how do you want to do that on this show?
But that's...
Which day of the week you want off?
Take Wednesday off.
No. Probably. No, we're taking... It's either Monday or Friday.
I want to do it, yeah. Huh?
Which one? Monday and Fridays are...
What does like Howard Stern take off? Fridays?
Dustin said he does 3 days a week now. Yeah, I have no idea.
Right? But I think that could be happening. That'd be a great move. Oh, it would increase productivity. You'd have a more productive, I think, a better company if you had went down to 4-day work weeks.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that'd be
automatically,
something.
Paul. It's a terrific idea.
Lose some. Jazz Thunder under 224 down to 215. How about 137 to 101? Hawks Wizards over 229 up to 232. That died. That was 40 to 31 at the end of the first quarter. Mm-hmm. And not much happened. Here's a lose some for you. Here's a trick. Got a guy in the business out here who works on tips. Guy comes up to him, says, "You have change for 100. And he's peeling it off, and he goes, "Here you go, here's change for 100. And the guy walks away. He goes, "Well, wait a second, what are you doing?" The guy goes, "What do you mean?" "That's my move." He goes, "You didn't give me the $100 bill. Some trick." He goes, "What?" He goes, "You never gave me the $100 bill." The guy's like, "Oh, yes. I mean, what a scam this is." Guy walked away, and then twice says, "What do you mean?"
Well, hold on. Why would the guy give him the money first?
Well, that's another. Yeah, I know.
That's not.
Well, he works on tips, but he thought it was because the guy was going to break the chain, so he'd give him the tip. The guy did come over the top then, gave him a $20 tip, but he was also caught red-handed too.
Oh, wow.
How about that? Guy walks away.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
No, that's
what a scam that is. Yeah. That's an interesting scam. You can chime in too.
That's happened to me before. I'll tell you, we were in Mexico. A bunch of us, a big group. We ordered like a couple rounds of a couple buckets of beers.
And the prices varied?
Gave the guy. Well, that's happened too. But
That happened to me all the time when I was in Cancun. Like, wait a second. It's the exact same order. How'd the price go up?
Let's say it was like, I think, $25 for a bucket of beer, right?
Yeah.
Gave the cash to the guy with the tip. He puts it in his pocket, turns around, and he goes, "Okay, that's going to be $25. Just like, we just handed you the cash. What do you mean? And then we're deep in, like, the middle of death Mexico. You're like, "Okay, all right, well, we better pay him again."
Oh, no. Is that what happened?
Oh, we want it. But then, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean.
Big time lose some. Guy was out. He was stuck. The clubhouse was locked. So he was walking right into a tornado. Incredible video here. This guy with the tornado coming. And he's doing play-by-play, too. But, well, there go the trees.
Not good.
Not good. Yeah. Imagine he's got nowhere to run, nowhere to hide on the golf course.
Good.
Clubhouse is locked. And then he's just, And they go, "Well, there goes the roof. There go the trees." And he sits there right stuck. Apparently he was okay, but I mean, I can't say the same for other
people.
Sad situation and graphic video, but this is absolutely crazy. Guy's doing play-by-play. He's got the tornado right there coming at him.
Nowhere to go.
No.
Can you break a window?
Yeah.
Options are limited.
It's incredible video when you just see about here.
Wow. There
Look
you go.
This.
Oh. You know, those are scary. Deep in the Midwest.
Now watch the roof. Here comes the roof. There it goes.
Oh, mama mia.
Bye-bye. Incredible. Jesus. That is, and this was, the anniversary was yesterday. 1994. ESPN2 just started. Live on the air. Jim Everett flips the table over on Jim Rome because he repeatedly called him Chris and said, "I'm warning you right now. You have to go to commercial. You call me Chris to my face again." "I bet you won't." He goes, "I bet I will." And that was, what's Rome? 5'3"? My dog could post him up. And he just flips the table over him. And then I will say this. He could have started pummeling him.
Well, no
but
kidding.
He didn't do that too. But
that was just 28 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just getting their start.
Early stages of the deuce.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bad for the books. Clippers +3 went off a 7-point favorite. It fell 4. And what if it was 5, 6, or 7? You know, these lines move so fast, especially what you got to be quick. And then when the word came out that the Suns were sitting everybody. But they led by 39 in the second half. They won by 4. Gave up 48 points in the fourth quarter to the Suns bench. Incredible, right? How does that happen? Nuts. Win Some, Lose Some presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. There you go.
All right, so here's the big news from yesterday regarding this show and several others on VSiN, because I know many of us have future tickets, and a lot of them are at huge odds for Jaren Jackson to win Defensive Player of the Year in the NBA. Well, there was a pretty significant move in that market at several books yesterday, all the way down to 4-1. I'm seeing Bet Rivers now is at 7-1 on Jackson to win, and they have him behind Smart, Adebayo, and Bridges. Well, the reason for that is because of John Hollinger with The Athletic, analytics guy, of course, created a bunch of numbers for the NBA. His numbers are, you know, widely respected, the PER, that kind of a thing. He came out with his column yesterday.
Offensive, defensive efficiency.
There you go. Bingo. Yep. And he named Jaren Jackson from Memphis as a defensive player of the year. He did point out in the column that he does not have a vote. But as I pointed out on Twitter myself, I'm like, when this guy speaks, people listen. Okay. So maybe this can be, and that's, I mean, look at that. The market moved based on his column yesterday. There's no other reason. That's why it did. So people respect this guy.
Oh, he doesn't have a vote.
He does not have a vote.
Okay. Interesting.
Does not have a vote. He put that in the column.
Finally, somebody is talking about the importance of blocks and block rate. And he's not a center and he leads the league.
Right.
To me, that is huge.
And he talked about why Jackson has been so pivotal in the 20 games that Morant has missed this year, and they're the fourth best defensive team in the league.
Uh-huh.
And he is like number one at the rim with, you know, effective field goal percentage defensively. And he broke down many, many other characteristics that have made Jackson such a strong candidate, and he got his award. And this could be the type of thing that will catch other voters' attention, yep, or I should say voters' attention, and they say, Jaren Jackson, I think that's a good idea.
Yep. It was also wild to see how the odds were moving.
Oh, man.
Bet Rivers wasn't doing much with it early, but then you were looking at Caesars and other places, and it was going out 15-1, and then bam, went down to 9. So as the word was starting to spread about, hey, this guy came out with his article and he thinks Jackson should win the award, then you started the odds and the prices to move big time. But that's been how it's been for like the last couple of weeks. Anyone with a big following or some podcast saying, I think this guy should win, or let's vote for this guy.
Right.
And then the listeners follow and they line, like what happened with you with Jackson when he gave it up. Win went from 500-1 to what? 9-1 same day when the army jumped on Jackson?
Oh, I believe so, yeah.
And when the several
that
other bets
right, yeah,
plummeted. So you saw,
yeah,
that with Smart. And we've seen it with other guys, too, in these awards. Now, Stephen A. Smith has a vote. He's going with Barnes, Rookie of the Year. He's down to plus 150.
I saw that.
To win Rookie of the Year. Hollinger also thinks it should be Barnes. The 19-14 game the other night certainly helped. He's been great down the stretch, and Mobley's hurt. Windhorse has a vote, says, I'm voting for Embiid, but he thinks Joker's going to win.
Right, and Hollinger broke down. If you read the column, and again, this is basically, you know, he's an analytic guy. He breaks down the numbers. Really, it's not even close. It has to be Joker for the MVP. It has to be. And that's not a shot at Embiid or at Giannis. Both guys. And by the way, for this might be for the anti-NBA crowd. Oh, they don't play any defense, whatever, anymore. I don't like the sport. Can't watch it. Haven't been able since the 90s. How many times have you heard this year?
Yeah, you really enjoyed those 82-78 games.
Great,
guys.
Right?
Yeah.
How many times have you heard this year either Jokic, Embiid, or Antetokounmpo are doing something that's never been done in history?
Right.
You think they're good? Okay.
Unguardable.
Yes.
All these guys.
So very interesting, and that's why the market moved yesterday. Golf season is here. Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for hundreds of golf betting options. Hit a hole-in-one this week with new specials on Bet Rivers Sportsbook all week long. Place pre-tournament wagers to win money towards free bets when your favorite golfer has a birdie, eagle, or better. Download the BetRivers Sportsbook app or visit BetRivers.com to take part in the biggest week of golf all year. Terms and conditions apply. Visit the website BetRivers.com for details. We will dive into some Major League Baseball divisions coming up next. The AL and NL East are on the clock. Are we sure they don't have the best or second best rotation in their division?
VSEN, the sports betting network.
Masters about to tee off. You can still make money in this tournament. Our experts will tell you their best bets during the tournament for matchups, long shot opportunities, and which golfers have the best value to win on Sunday. Sign up today and get full access to VSEN through May. That includes the start of the baseball season and the draft betting guide. Only $19. VSEN.com/draft. I was hoping this story was true. Conflicting reports about did the Seattle say no to the 10th pick for Metcalf. But it's also their pick with the Adams trade, so it's kind of like we're giving you the middle finger.
Yeah.
You have to say no on principle.
I would think so,
and then,
yes.
And then Miami gave up 5 picks for Hill. So they could be looking at – not that Metcalf's on that level. He's close, but
– sure.
You know what I'm saying? But that was – I hope that deal gets done. I'd love to see him go.
What do we have? The draft 3 weeks from tonight, I believe? Yeah. All right. So looking now at the AL East and the NL East in baseball, as it is opening day, follow the money here, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. National League East here first. In this division, when you look at the rotations, and this is all available in the Baseball Betting Guide, Point Spread Weekly. Steve McKinnon shares all of his numbers, VSiN.com/subscribe. Of course, before the DeGrom injury, Mackinnon had the Mets rotation ranked as the number one overall in baseball. Scherzer, DeGrom, Bassett, Carrasco, Walker, McGill. But then you have to wipe away and draw a pencil and a line through DeGrom with the injury. And Scherzer now banged up to begin the season as well.
Yeah.
I would say this. I think the Phillies rotation is underrated. Wheeler almost won the Cy Young last year. Now, can he stay healthy and replicate that in 2022? That's a question mark. Nola can be really good. And you cannot ignore what Ranger Suarez did down the stretch in the second half of the season when he was starting games. Kid was fantastic. If that continues, they have a solid 1-2-3. But I think the pitching here is solid, and my tease was actually on the Marlins. If all goes right for the Marlins, their top three with Alcantara, Lopez, and Rogers, very strong. And they will be in games, and they will win a lot of games this year. And that's why their win total has them, you know, in fourth place in that division, but, you know, certainly competitive.
I got to get off the Mets bandwagon, apparently. They've been screaming at me here for 2 weeks. I'm starting to come around with the Phillies could win the division. Great lineup. The other thing, too, I'm with you on the pitching, but there's so many guys that can rake in the Phillies lineup.
For sure.
But the other, Lindor was a disaster last year.
Yeah.
Between what he didn't do on the field and then the thumbs-down controversy with Baez and with the fans booing and all that, ridiculous. So he was a major disappointment. And certainly the Braves and the Cardinals are the same organization. So much respect, and they're good every year. And even it's like, well, they lose this guy, they lose that guy. It doesn't matter. You look up their playoff team, and you wouldn't want to face them in October. So the great comeback season that the Braves had, even with all the injuries, but they have so much talent as well.
Well, I mean, Paul, they take Freeman out of the lineup and still look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so once Acuna comes back, he'll hit the leadoff, but it's Rosario into Albies. Then they added Matt Olson. He's a 40 home run guy. Riley made a late run for the MVP last year, didn't win it. Ozuna, Duvall, that is strong at the top. And even when you have a guy like Swanson batting eighth, who can rake, very good again this year. But again, if you're looking at division odds, you can find the Phillies around 4-1. I think that number is fading. Again, like the rotation at the top, they added a bunch of pieces to the bullpen. And look at that lineup.
Nationals under? I mean, when you're starting Corbin on opening day, they had the worst record in the league from January 1st on last year, 25-59. And Corbin had an ERA of almost 6.
Oh, they are brutal.
9-16 last year.
Yeah,
yes.
He has to be the ace of the team. Whew, man, how things have changed here quickly for the team that won the World Series only a few years ago. And Soto locked in at number 2, one of the best players in baseball, obviously, to win the MVP. He is, 3-1? Unbettable at this point of the season. But that's the thing. So we made a lot of money betting futures last year in Major League Baseball. The key was adding guys throughout the year. And we will do that again this season. I have, several bets, but not nearly as many as I could going into the year, just because I think the better way to play it, or a really attractive way to play it, is to add guys for the awards and like season-long leaders, that kind of a deal in late April, May, that kind of, when the season goes on.
Yep.
So I'm not going to be surprised if the Phillies win this division. And in the American League East, super competitive again this year. Blue Jays are the shortest shot on the board. Their rotation, according to Mackinnon, ranked 5th overall in Major League Baseball. Barrios, Gausman, Ryu, Manoah. I think Manoah is better than the 4 on this team actually already. They're plus 165 to win that division. Win total 92.5 ahead of the Yankees.
Red Sox, Yankees, same type of scenario here where they're going to have to win. They're going to be winning high scoring games. Outside of Cole, who do you trust with the Yankees? And then the Red Sox, Eovaldi had some good moments last year. But you're waiting on Paxton. You're waiting on Sale. You see how Story will do coming over. But I would think the Red Sox are going to be involved in a lot of 9-8 games as well.
I think so.
And can the Rays keep doing this? And can you keep winning 90 games?
Why not?
I mean, what an organization as well with Tampa. But it was ridiculous last year. 4 teams in this division won 90 games.
Think about that.
Yeah. But I like I played the Yankees win total under. Concerns about the rotation. Rest assured, someone will get hurt. Judge, Stanton, whoever.
Oh, yeah.
Mess about when you have to go to Toronto, too, with the New York teams, with the Yankees, rather. And with the Blue Jays, there's a lot to like. Bullpen, Romano, the closer. I know we mentioned Jeff Passan saying he bet him 20 or tipped him at 20-1 to lead the league in saves. Is there too much hype, though, with Toronto and Seattle.
There could be.
Yeah.
That could happen.
The Seattle hype train all aboard. I mean, my God. Which you, I think you asked a good question last week, but it was the wrong team about who could be this year's Giants. That, I don't think that's going to happen. That was ridiculous what happened. A win total in the 70s and you did that?
Well, okay, so I'm not...
What Seattle did was, with their ROI, they were right there with
the
Giants.
Was equally impressive?
Yeah, 198.
Yeah, I'm not asking for a team to go from, you know, their expectations are like 74 with the wins or whatever it was with the Giants all the way to 107. But who's that team that nobody's talking about that can make a big leap? It's not going to be any team out of here in the East because, you know, the top four teams have a lot of hype coming into the season. But with that... I'll give you two bets here I have not made, but I don't hate. And the reason why I have not made it, and it's on Rafael Devers to win the American League MVP. He's in the 20 to 25 to 1 range. The kid is fantastic. He's going to go out there and plug away at, you know, 35 home runs, 100-plus RBIs, probably score 100 with the runs. I have not made one American League MVP bet yet. It's because Ohtani is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And if he does what he did last year, he has to win the award, in my opinion, again. And long shot bet to lead the league in home runs. Haven't made it. Maybe some guy to track throughout the year. Ryan Mountcastle's 100-1 to lead the league in home runs. Kid's got a ton of power. In theory, as long as he's healthy, he should play every single day. They can plug him in at first base or in the outfield. But Mountcastle at 100-1, maybe something to keep your eye on at the beginning stages of the season to see who kind of start he gets off to.
How many at-bats did O'Neill have last year? Your pick.
Well, I think he played in 138 games.
Okay. Like the Incredible Hulk now.
Have you seen him?
He's big, yes.
Oh, my God, is he put together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so who do you like to win this division? You don't like the Yankees because you're under their team total under.
No. Yeah. Red Sox, no. Not no concerns about the pitching.
Yeah.
I have to go Toronto, though. I mean, the hype's warranted here. Good rotation. Good closer. And I have to agree with Vlad. Last year was the trailer. This year's the big blockbuster motion picture. And to win 90 games last year, I'd have to go with Toronto.
Remember down the stretch in September and leading into October, we were saying almost every single day, who wants to play this team if they make the playoffs? Nobody wanted to play them. It's because they had Robbie Ray, was on cruise control. Set him up, knock him down, going out there every night and killing teams. The offense was awesome, but they were kind of up against it too, Paul. They played half the season last year in, what, Buffalo?
Yeah.
So now they get to come home, and by the way, the advantage there may be at home when visiting teams go up there, unvaccinated players?
Yep, no doubt. That's a big advantage. Vaskurjan tipped McClanahan for Cy Young. Incredible numbers in that ballpark, which he gave out and winning Cy Young's, and his breakdown, which was last week. But yeah, I'm concerned about Kluber as your number two, but the bullpen's so good, and they go with openers. And I guess it bothers me a little bit that he's the number two. But
yeah, me too. Because what can you possibly expect from Corey Kluber this year? Had a hell of a career, but at this point with the injuries, I don't think you can expect him to go out there and give you... I don't even want to be... 100? Can you get 130 innings out of him? 150? That's really wishful thinking. And he's slotted in as the number two guy.
Do the White Sox run away with the Central too?
I don't know. I think it's pretty decent.
I mean, they ran away with it last year. And there were, I mean, a lot of people are saying Cease could win Cy Young.
He's 20-1. That's unbettable to me.
Yeah, that's too low.
That's way too low.
Right.
Twins are pretty good.
You think so?
Twins are not bad.
Yeah.
They need to stay healthy.
Wow. Yeah, and then I don't know about the rotation.
Kind of like Sonny Gray. Kind of like him. That was a good addition. Up next, we will focus on the Masters. Professional sports bettor Paul Stone's going to join the program. He likes to focus in on golf matchups. And we're teeing off not that long from now. We'll get his best bets coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Follow the money on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCast in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, LA, New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and now Washington, D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk some Masters here, get some best bets in before the tournament actually tees off here. And what I think the first grouping is in 15 minutes.
Ah, Christ. Is this delayed?
Wait, okay.
Ah.
Yeah, breaking news. Play suspended 30 minutes due to weather. Okay, so the honorary starters are going to get going at 8:15 Eastern, the way it looks.
First group, 5:30.
Okay, all right. Paul Stone joins the program now, professional sports bettor, who you hear on every single week on this show and this network throughout the football season. Basketball as well. He loves betting golf matchups on a weekly basis. I want to begin with this, Paul, and thanks for the time as always, buddy. We appreciate it. I've heard a lot of people make the case on Brooks Koepka in outrights this week, but you like him in an individual matchup at a nice plus price. Who'd you bet him against, and why do you like him?
Well, I mean, first of all, great to be with you guys, but Brooks Koepka, he's a guy who, you know, we all know if you follow golf closely, he tailors his game for the majors. And he last year he missed the cut at the Masters. But if you remember, he was off that knee surgery. I think it had been about a month before. Finished no worse than tied for 11th at Augusta the previous 3 years prior to last year's missed cut. But I took him at plus 144 over Rory McIlroy. This morning I'm seeing plus 126. I still think it's a good plus price at that number. And this is not only based on Koepka's performance in the Masters and the majors in general, but McIlroy, you know, he hasn't been bad in recent times, but he's six over par in his last eight competitive rounds on the PGA Tour. And that was at the Arnold Palmer Invitational, the Players' Championship, and then last week's Valero Texas Open where he missed the cut. He's also switching golf balls this week, is McIlroy. So guys who are kind of, you know, toying with their equipment and changing golf balls, that's usually not a good sign. Actually made Koepka a slight favorite in this matchup over McIlroy, so I recommend taking Brooks Koepka as an underdog in a full tournament matchup over Rory McIlroy.
Okay. I have Willie Z on an outright at around 40-1 from earlier this year, and you like him in a matchup as well. What did you bet him at?
I took him actually at minus 116 over Louis Oosthuizen, seeing minus 123 this morning. Zalatoris in his debut last year in the Masters finishes second, just missed the playoff by one shot. He's a guy who, a couple of the key metrics that are used by handicappers in this tournament at Augusta, strokes gained approach, ranked second on the PGA Tour this year. Strokes gained tee to green, also ranked second. So this course is just made for his skill set. It's a ball striker's course. Few are better than Willie Z. Oosthuizen, only one top 10 finish in 13 career starts here at Augusta. I think it might take a top 10 to trade blows with Willie Z this week. Zalatoris over Oosthuizen, full tournament matchup.
And you like one more deeper dive here. Cameron Young over Luke List. List is a winner on the tour earlier this year, but what number did you bet Young at, and why do you like him?
Took Young at minus 124 over List today. This morning, seeing minus 127. Cameron Young's really played well, especially earlier this year, prior to missing the cut at the Players about a month ago. He had four straight finishes of top 26 or better. Finished tied for second at the Genesis Invitational, played at Riviera. That course really is quite comparable, even though it's different. Players who play well at Riviera, many of them play well at Augusta. Luke List, since he won earlier this year there at Torrey Pines in the event there, he's played six tournaments, missed the cut or withdrawn in three of those six tournaments, only one finish better than 53rd place in the last six. Don't like his current form. Young over List, again, a full tournament matchup.
All right, my friend, we're on the same prop here. You got a little bit of a better number. Highest score completed round, 85.5. Why do you like it over?
You know, this field, as great as this tournament is, we've got about a 90 or 91 player field, I believe, starting today, and you have a lot of the past champions, guys like Sandy Lyle, who are getting up there, and some of the amateurs. I think you've voiced kind of the same sentiments.
Yeah.
The conditions, it's going to be cool. There's going to be perhaps some wind tomorrow, and you know, it just even though the last couple of years, I know at least the last two, the score hasn't gone over 85.5. I just think that with this type of field, not the strongest of the year, I think they're going to have difficulty. So I played the over 85.5 at minus 140.
What do you expect out of Tiger?
You know, it's difficult for golf fans, even bettors, you know, not to get excited about him returning to competition in the Masters just 14 months after that serious car wreck. But you know, this is a it's not a movie script. You know, this is professional golf. He's competing against the best players on the planet on a very difficult golf course. If anybody can pull it off, it would be him. But I don't think there's any value in playing Tiger this week. I was going to look for opportunities to fade him, but Patrick Reed is now, I saw this morning, minus 223 in a full tournament matchup over Woods. Finau, minus 163 in a first-round matchup over Woods. I can't play either one of those guys at that price. I think if you're going to take a shot to fade him, which I think would be the route to take, you could take him to miss the cut there at DraftKings at minus 140.
Okay, so how do you normally approach betting the outrights with the Masters, like betting the numbers this week compared to, you know, maybe back in January, February, March, when the winter and spring schedule is underway and guys are playing well, and then who do you have in the outrights?
Yeah, I tell you, and that's really the way to do it, to get the best number. It's all about the number you get. I talked about that in my podcast this week.
And so you really need to be looking at it a couple, 3 months out to get the best numbers. I typically don't play a whole lot of outrights, but one of the guys that I have this week, Scottie Scheffler, the number one ranked golfer in the world. He's won three times in his last five starts, took him at 26-1. Also took Corey Connors, Canadian, who's played well here the last couple of majors, took him at 46-1. And then this is just, again, this is cheese pizza money. Took some bombs on some real long shots. Siwoo Kim at 91-1. Jason Kokrak at 101-1. And then Cameron Young and Robert McIntyre both at 126-1.
All right, very good. That's a lot of bets, and I like it. I like the way you approach it, Paul, with the outrights. You break it down with the matchups. Obviously, you're going to fire a lot more on the matchups than you will with the outrights for people who don't know. And that prop, too, over 85.5. Good stuff. Do you bet like top fives, top 20s, you know, best Asian player, best U.S. player, that kind of a thing as well?
I don't. Again, no. I'm doing so much preparation right now in college football, and, you know, you kind of got to part down and pick and choose where you're going to concentrate your efforts. And, man, there's just so many betting opportunities, especially in major golf tournaments. It's so many of these books now, they get really creative, but I don't get involved in the top fives and top tens and top 20s, but certainly that makes it more exciting for those out there who do.
Very good. I think that covers all of it with all your bets. Thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. I know that it's been delayed now by a good half an hour the way it looks, but enjoy the tournament, and you can catch his podcast, the Paul Stone Sports Podcast, as well, available wherever podcasts are. Thanks, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on. Everybody have a great Masters.
Yep.
Good luck.
And you can still find Koepka in that plus 130 range against Rory McIlroy in the matchup.
Yep.
A lot of people on Koepka this week.
Okay.
In the outrights. Well, it scares me a little bit.
He's been great in majors. Yeah. Everything pushed back half an hour now. So Tiger goes at 8 Pacific. Hideki, 8:15. DeChambeau. What do you expect out of him?
Well, not much. I mean, because who's betting him? Again, he...
Right.
What was he, a 45-1?
Higher than that, I think.
Is he even higher than that now?
Yeah. He goes at 8 o'clock, too. About 7:50. Right.
Okay.
That's got to be the guy, maybe, Sandy Lyle, to decide that prop. And we get an 88 out of Sandy Lyle. He goes.
Well, you're certainly pulling for it.
Uh-huh. I'm surprised. I don't know.
I think that you're an ageist, the way it sounds.
I'm not an expert with the weather. They're tracking it going back, but I was surprised with a low of 37. On one of the days.
Yeah.
And then you got the rain kicking in, and then the wind's going to be a factor all weekend.
Well, how many times can you recall, like, top of your head, where the Masters has been affected by weather? I'm sure there's no question it has been, but, like, isn't it normally, like, a beautiful day out at Augusta, and it's, like, 72 degrees, and everything looks perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Tiger as low as 14-1.
14-1? Hasn't played since the last Masters.
Bonkers.
In November.
It's
going back.
Yep.
The other November. Yeah, I know.
Total buffoonery. The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. Up next, best bets in soccer. Nigel Seeley is going to join the program as we roll along here on the opening day of the Masters and opening day in Major League Baseball on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Bet Rivers Sports.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedeta. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.